From the WLRN newsroom, I'm Alexander Gonzalez. This past week, South Florida saw a double whammy: king tides and dirty beaches. WLRN's Jenny Stiletovich tells us more.
Scientists who study water quality in South Florida say icky water on beaches and king tide go hand in hand.
No, there's not any coincidence.
Henry Brisinho is a geochemist and water quality expert at Florida International University. South Florida has porous limestone. He says that means really high tides can flood streets and push groundwater upward. And that groundwater can pick up pollution from leaky sewer pipes, septic tanks, and dog poop.
Those waters are not clean water. They have metal, they have organic compounds, they have a lot of bacteria, and they have fecal matter.
Florida Department of Health officials have issued no-swim warnings at Crandon Park's North Beach, Virginia Key Beach, Cape Florida, and Surfside near 93rd Street. Those warnings come less than a week after record-setting high tides. Brisinho says South Florida could see even more pollution with rising seas if governments don't fix leaky pipes and treat stormwater.
We have a permanent flow of polluted waters into the groundwaters and into Biscayne Bay. When we have high tide, we have this phenomena enhanced by the king tides.
Another king tide is forecast for later this month. I'm Jenny Stiletovich in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Alexander Gonzalez.